When the federal government put out the call last year for shovel-ready projects, one of the criteria was that they would create jobs. Supporters say the stimulus has created or saved 70,000 jobs in Wisconsin alone. Brown County Executive Tom Hintz doubts that.
There weren't that many jobs that were created.
I would agree with the county executive here.
Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt sat next to Hintz at a forum sponsored in part by the League of Women Voters. The two say they were shovel-ready on a project to expand the central branch of the county library in downtown Green Bay. Schmidt says it was rejected.
It was $10 million. Again, a lot of money, but in the whole world of $700 billion, we thought this was going to be something they would say, yeah, get going on this thing.
Despite putting together a $190 million list of projects, Schmidt says the city only got $5.4 million. Most of that will go to replace aging buses. Schmidt says that's fine, but it won't create jobs. On the other side of the stage, Jean Marsh was more optimistic. She's the president of the Green Bay Area Board of Education. The district got nearly $10 million, most of which will go to improve math and reading scores at low-income schools.
The purpose of these dollars was to focus on the neediest students in our Title I schools and in special education.
A representative from the Small Business Administration outlined how the stimulus loosened lending to companies and that Wisconsin ranks number 2 in businesses taking out survival loans. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.